Well, I'd like just to speak to the young people this morning. Do you understand or know anything about prayer? Do you pray? Do you pray? Or do you think it's a waste of time? Do you think you're just talking to the air or goes no higher than the ceiling? Well, some are being truthful and saying, yes, that's their experience. Some are a bit quiet on me. I've had a few nods and a few pray. So we've got a mixture, haven't we? And often you find that in the house of God. We're all sort of different levels, aren't we? Some of us don't pray because we're actually not really sure. But Jesus said something here. In the Gospel of John, chapter 14, whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified. Now, what did Jesus mean there? What did he mean there? Any idea? And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified. What was Jesus saying there? What was he saying there? Right, absolutely. So how do we know to pray God's will? Because it does say about praying God's will. How do we know that we are praying God's will? How do we know this? Any idea? Yes?
Well, if you pray God's will, it's kind of like you can actually, once you've actually prayed it, and you actually see it being revealed as it unfolds, you start to realize that that's the same kind of thing. What you want to do the right thing.
Yeah, it makes you feel that it's the right thing to do. Right. So, would God answer your prayer if somebody was bullying you at school and you prayed to God and said, Lord, strike them down? That's my prayer to you. Would God answer that prayer? Would God answer that prayer? Why would he not answer that prayer? Any idea? Yes, Robert? It wouldn't be his will. How do we know that that is not his will? How do we know that? Yes.
Because in the Bible, Lord said that love and compassion and the good things are not to seek vengeance, but
love. Right. And where did you get that from? From the Bible. Right. So to know God's will, we need to know this. And God says, if you know this, then you can start to pray according to his will. And so God isn't going to give or answer your prayers anything contrary to this. Isn't that wonderful? So that as we get into the Word of God, we open the Word of God, we can find that what we begin to hear, what God encourages us, that we can actually take that back to him and pray about that. So you have a great advantage to pray for those who may be unkind to you or may bully you. You can pray a very effective prayer, Father, open their eyes to the love of Jesus, which they need. Because that's why they're doing what they're doing. Or maybe you see somebody at school who's going through a very, very hard time. Or maybe they've lost mummy or daddy, they've died. Again, you can pray to the Lord that God would comfort them, that God would come close to them, and that they would really know that the father who they've really lost, they have a real father in heaven. Now, is God going to turn his back on a prayer like that, or will he hear those prayers? Will he hear them? Yes, you nod. He will hear them. And what about when you go through trials? What about exams that are coming up? Are you going to have exams shortly?
Yeah.
Are they coming up?
Yeah, this Monday.
This Monday, you've got one, right? Any other exams coming up? End of year tests and all that sort of thing? Well, if they won't, they're going to. And very often you feel that stress, don't you? That fear, that anxiety. I used to fail a lot of my exams because I used to get so frightened before we were called into the hall, I nearly used to have a breakdown. It was terrible. It was absolute terror, fear, and it was so bad that I couldn't even read the exam papers properly, and that's why I never got through. But God was using that. So what can you do then as Christians, or those who believe in the Lord, what can you do when you face those exams that are coming up? Any ideas? What can you do? What are you going to do?
Yeah, if you've got that sharpened and sort of smaller in you, then you're saying that pray to God, so that's just saying that God's not even me, he's going to help me not to be afraid of God, because we can't stop and God is after.
Absolutely. Can we ask the Lord to bring those things to our mind that we studied over the last year or whatever? Can we ask him to do that? Would he do that? Huh? Yes? Because I know sometimes in exams, you know, you look at things, you think, well, I did learn something about that, but I can't remember. It's like your mind goes a blank. Probably don't have that problem at your age, but it can happen. So God can bless, can't you? So I want to try and show you that God actually wants to answer your prayers. He wants you to experience prayer being answered in your life. Now, finally, why is it important for us to experience our prayers being answered? Why is it important? Any idea? Any idea why we should have our prayers answered? Robert, come on, you've got some thought on that. Know that God is what? We know that God exists, yes. That's a good one. Any other thoughts about why it's important to have your prayers answered? Yes?
Well, if we don't have our prayers answered, that means that we're not actually praying the right thing, or maybe we are self-conscious about what we're praying about, or other than making God the will, and praying.
So prayer then will make you inquire of the Lord if it's not being answered. Where have I gone wrong? Because you want to answer, so that is good. So you can go before God if a prayer hasn't been answered and find out what happened. Maybe it wasn't faith, maybe you weren't really believing. So prayer is not that grudge that maybe the old devil wants us to think about. Oh, you've got to pray. Ugh. You know, we all feel like that. But prayer can really be... And you see, some of you are baptized in the Holy Spirit, so you can use those tongues to go off in prayer, because that's the Holy Spirit praying through you in the season. All right? So it's good, isn't it?